Two Ways to Prove God Without Opening a Book, by Krishna's Mercy.
Syamal Gaur Kisor Manoharta Nidhi. Sushma Sakal Sakeli Manhu Birche Bidhi.
Quoth, the two youths, one dark-skinned and one fair, are treasures of beauty. It appears that Lord Brahma has taken all the beauty in the world and placed it in them.
Janaki Mangala, 32.
The believers against the non-believers. Those siding with the concept of a superior force, someone above everything. The other in that camp that has full confidence in skepticism. Unless something gets presented directly in front of them, to see, touch and feel, they won't believe with certainty. Fortunately, there are ways to understand the presence of the Almighty without ever opening a book. No need to attend a lecture, sign a loyalty oath, or visit a house of worship. You might not even need to leave the home. Just look out the window. 1. Infinite variety. This particular manufacturer revolutionized the technology business. They created an entire industry just through one device. In the beginning, there wasn't much choice. One version of the same smartphone had a certain storage space, while the other carried more. There was only one service provider, the product of a strategic decision to help bring the product to market more quickly. Now, years after the fact, the product comes in many varieties. The older versions are still supported to a degree, and so the consuming public may have any one of up to 10 different kinds of hardware. There are different colors to match the different sizes and specifications. That variety is a byproduct of consumer demand. The shelves in the supermarket carry 10 forms of pasta precisely because there are people willing to purchase each one. Otherwise, the ones that don't sell will quickly be removed. Just imagine, then, the effort required to create the variety seen in the world itself. Man has yet to get a full grasp. They created a classification system for the species, but from the Vedas we learned that the true distinct count reaches 8,400,000. The infinite variety is proof itself of a higher being. Random explosions cannot replicate the same. No one is able to even conceive of such an end goal. Someone beyond the capacity of the typical human brain had to be involved. 2. Beauty of the works of the creation. Within that variety is amazing beauty. As much as the nighttime skyline of a major city is appreciated, nothing can quite compare to a flower. There is the colorful sunset, the glacier created by nature, the waterfall, the meadow, the tall tree, and the dark rain cloud. There is so much to appreciate within nature that constant travel conducted over many years still wouldn't bring everything within vision. The creation has a creator. No one can produce the same through human effort. Nothing just randomly appears. Whether that original person goes by this name or that is not really important. The acknowledgement must be made that there is an origin, and to that origin would be attributed the most beautiful artistic output. From Vedic literature we learned that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is actually more beautiful than his creation. The comparison is found in many places, including the Janaki Mangala of Goswami Tulsidas. The two sons to King Dasharatha, Rama and Lakshman, are so amazing to behold that it looks like the Creator took everything available to him and used it for shaping their transcendental bodies. The Vedas inform that there is a specific Creator, but he actually doesn't generate the elements. He takes the base ingredients of goodness, passion and ignorance and gets to work on crafting nature and the different body types. Still, he has a benefactor. He is empowered by someone. That person is the Supreme Lord, the origin of everything. He is beauty personified, and the infinite variety and amazing works of the creation represent but a spark of his splendor. Those who connect with him in consciousness, in what is known as yoga, recognize and appreciate this property. They continue to discover more and more about him, and the bliss in the connection continues to increase. In closing, not that interest decreasing, bliss of connection increasing, since always more to learn, closer in consciousness to yawn, not required that outside going, just from amazing nature knowing that beauty from someone the cause, whose self form everyone awes.